If there is one lesson that we can learn from history, it is that people never learn their lessons from history. Many look at the Torah as a history book. Well, it contains a lot of stories, but in this case, the Torah is a poor academic resource. The chronological order of events is all mixed up. Sometimes whole chapters are devoted to several hours, and sometimes centuries are described in one sentence. The Torah is not meant to teach us history. The Torah is meant to teach us how to learn history. Different and maybe even opposite lessons can be derived from the same events. You may not notice certain patterns if you are not looking for them. You may not see the connection between events which are separated by years or decades. The same applies not only to how we look at world history, but also to how we look at our lives. Rabbi Akiva was once a completely illiterate shepherd. At the age of 40, at the insistence of his wife, he began to study the Torah and later became a famous sage of the Talmud. He was describing the turning point of his life. At that time, he thought about starting his Jewish education, but did not know if he would be able to succeed. He was already an adult without any history of even smallest academic achievements. He was walking by a well, and he saw water dripping on a rock. He was surprised that soft water was able to cut a hole in the hard rock. This happened, he noted, due to the fact that all the drops of water have been landing at the same point for many years. If water could cut a hole and penetrate a rock, then the Torah, which in our tradition is compared to water, can for sure penetrate my head, he thought. All I need is perseverance. This beautiful story is told to all Jewish children to teach them a lesson of perseverance in their studies. But I am always wondering, if I would pass by the same rock and see the same picture, would I think what Rabbi Akiva thought? Would I learn the same lesson? Or I would just say, what a beautiful scenery, and continue walking. Rabbi Akiva was able to see this lesson because he was looking for it. He was searching for guidance in what he sees around him, and he knew what kind of guidance he needs to find. The Torah teaches us how to look at world history. The Torah teaches us how to look at our people's history. And Torah teaches us how to look at the events of our own lives. Thanks to the Torah, I can see the things that otherwise I would have not noticed. I'm able to learn the lessons that I would not have thought of without the Torah. And thanks to the Torah, I am able to grow in ways that I would not be able to fathom without it.